This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. You ever feel like your life is totally out of control? A man in today's message is bound by unclean spirits, and he had nobody to help him. We can also find our lives possessed by many things that are unclean. Things like self-pity, anger, bitterness, envy, alcohol, or even drugs. But there is one person that can fix this, and we'll learn how he does that in today's program.
I've got a great Jesus story for you today. I hope you'll stick with us. We begin in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. Almighty God, as we open your holy word again this day, breathe your Holy Spirit into us and renew our hearts and minds that we might come to know you better. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask this. Amen. Our reading today is Luke 8, beginning at verse 26. Then Jesus and the disciples arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. And as he stepped out on land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time this man had worn no clothes, and he did not live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his lungs, "What are you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, don't torment me." For you see, Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. Many times this man had been seized by the spirit, was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he'd break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus responded by asking him, "What's your name?" The man said, "Legion," for he had many demons that had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now, there were on the hillside a large herd of swine that were feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let him enter these. So Jesus gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherd saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. People came out to see what had happened, and when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were so afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So Jesus began to get back into the boat to return. And the man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home. Declare how much God has done for you." So the man went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. Here ends our reading.
knees prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye ransomed from the fall. Hail him who saves you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saves you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe, on this terrestrial ball, on this terrestrial ball, sacred throne, we at his feet may fall. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him.
Dear friends, whenever we step into a relationship with someone, we like to spend some time getting to know them. And it's just part of relationship building, isn't it? To get to know that individual. In the church, we talk of the risen Christ as one that we can get to know personally. And I found that the best place to get to know him is in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. After all, the scripture tells us in the book of Hebrews that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if we really want to get to know him, we best do that when we get to read those stories that have been saved for us. In my congregation this summer, we're doing a little series called the Jesus Profiles. And we're using some of the stories from Luke's gospel to learn more about Jesus, our Savior. What's he like? What are his likes and dislikes? What pleases him? What can he do? And things like that. It's important that we learn about him. Today, we're going to learn about what he can do with a life that's totally out of control. Jesus was getting out of a boat in a foreign country, non-Jewish territory, and a frightening figure approached him as he walked up on the land. This frightening figure was a man who was possessed by demons, according to what Luke records for us. And this man obviously was a real terror in his community. He had lost all sense of dignity as he ran around stark naked. This was a sign of being demon-possessed, out of his mind. He would not live in a house in the community, but he lived among the cemetery tombs. And there he would roam around and scream and make all kinds of noise and scare people. His life was totally out of control. When the community tried to keep him under some sort of guard and put shackles and chains on him, a supernatural power would actually come upon him. It would break the chains. And they just didn't know what to do with this person. He was totally out of control. When this man saw Jesus coming on shore, he came running at Jesus. I'm sure those old disciples probably wanted to jump back in the boat and head back out to sea. But Jesus stood there and received him. The man fell down before him, and he began to scream, "What do you have to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" These demons apparently knew Jesus. They named him. It was believed back in those times that if you could name someone's, it was like magic. It could control them in some way. Jesus, according to Luke, had already said to this man who was coming upon him, so looking so scary, he saw those demons and told them to come out of the man. Well, they cried out to Jesus. And here we have a power struggle going on between evil and good. They were trying to negotiate with Jesus after that. They said, "Jesus, don't throw us into the abyss." They knew power. They knew the power of Jesus when it was standing right there before them. They knew the authority of Jesus. The man had said that his name was Legion when Jesus asked the name, which was just a way of saying, "I'm filled with demons." And as they began to negotiate, they said, "Don't throw us into the abyss." They said, "Instead, give us permission to leave this man and go into that herd of pigs over there." Well, Jesus gave them permission, Luke wrote. And they entered the pigs. But the pigs rushed down the steep bank and jumped into the lake and drowned. And all was quiet. Jesus had taken care of them once and for all, it looks like. I'm reminded as Jesus, with those words, Jesus gave them permission of Luther's hymn, A Mighty Fortress, where he talks about devils fill the land, but one little word subdues him, the power of Jesus. Well, those that were watching the pigs, the hog herders, they ran away for fear and ran off into the countryside and into the surrounding towns and told of what they had witnessed. All kinds of people rushed out there to see what was going on, and they were all absolutely shocked to see this possessed man, this man who was so out of control, now sitting at the feet of Jesus, almost like us, in a subservient position, clothed and in his right mind. And you know what? They were afraid. They didn't know what to make of it. They sensed that they were standing before someone who had great power, and it scared them. And so they asked Jesus to leave. And Jesus, being Jesus, who never will force himself on anyone, began to walk back towards the boat to go back to the other side. And the man that had been healed by Jesus ran after him and begged him to let him come along with him. But Jesus said, "No, I want you to just go home and tell everyone how much God has done for you." And so the man went away proclaiming throughout the cities how much Jesus had done for him. In other words, he got it. When you look into the face of Jesus, you're looking into the face of Almighty God. Now, what do you suppose his story sounded like? My life was totally out of control. I was unfixable. But Jesus fixed me. Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. He gave me a new start. If he did it for me, he can do it for you. I'm so, so glad that Jesus set me free. The man who had once been possessed by evil was now possessed by Jesus, and he was testifying for him all around. Jesus had given him a story to tell. I was captive, but then Jesus came and set me free. I had no hope, but Jesus gave me a future. He was a new person. This bit of history from God's Word reminds me of another verse in the Bible from another person whose life got fixed by Jesus. His name was Paul, and he wrote in 2 Corinthians, "If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away, and the new has come." That's what happens when Jesus steps into a life. He can fix it. He can make all things new. People, to this day, are discovering that for themselves, that this risen Jesus can fix a life. He can bring about changes in people and set them free from bondage. I was recently worshiping at a nursing home near our church. Some members of our church go over and do worship services there sometimes, and they had invited me to come over because they had arranged for a couple young men and a grandmother, the young men's grandmother as well, to give their testimonies of what Jesus had been doing in their lives. These two young men got up and shared this faith in Jesus that had taken over in their lives. They had been addicted to drugs, and it was totally out of control. They were ruining their lives. They were really in need of help and didn't even really realize it. But someone brought them to a church for a Celebrate Recovery meeting, which is a Christ-centered sort of Alcoholics Anonymous. And they turned their lives over to Jesus Christ. They surrendered themselves to his care. And those young men stood before us that day and said, we were hooked, but Jesus fixed things. He set us free. We just didn't know. We didn't get it. But then we were awakened through this meeting we attended. And Jesus has been walking with us ever since. He set us free, and he's still working on us. Years ago, I came across a story by one of my favorite Christian writers. His name is Tony Campolo. And he tells a story of a time when he was in a church in Oregon a while back. And the story goes like this. He said, "I was asked to pray for a man who had cancer at this church I was visiting. In the middle of the week, I got a telephone call from his wife. She said, 'You prayed for my husband. He had cancer.' I said, 'Had?' And I thought to myself, 'Whoa, it's happened. The cancer must be gone.' But she said, 'He died.' Tony said, 'I felt terrible.' She continued on, 'But don't feel bad. When he came into that church that Sunday, he was so filled with anger. He knew he was going to be dead in a short period of time, and he hated God. He was 58 years old, and he wanted to see his children and grandchildren grow up. He was angry at this all-powerful God that didn't take away his sickness. He'd lie in bed and curse God, and the more his anger grew towards God, the more miserable he was to everybody around him. It was an awful thing to even be in his presence. But after you prayed for him, a peace came over him and a joy had come into him. Tony, the last 3 days have been the best days of our lives. We've sung together, we've laughed, we've read scripture, we prayed. Oh, they've been wonderful days. And I called to just thank you for laying your hands on him and praying for healing. And then she said something incredibly profound. She said, Tony, he wasn't cured, but he was healed. Jesus had fixed his spirit. Jesus can do that kind of thing. He has the authority and the power to make new people, to make the old pass away, and a new person come forth. And the stories go on and on that I've witnessed of Jesus creating freedom in people's lives to those who come to him and call upon his name. Those who walk with him ask for his help. I've heard individuals talk about being possessed by guilt and shame. But then Jesus came in and set us free with forgiveness. I've heard individuals talk about being possessed by fear of all kinds of things. And then saying, but Jesus came in and he set me free. I heard another individual tell a story recently. I was possessed by self-pity. So my life was lacking meaning and purpose. But Jesus came in, and he gave me a new purpose and set me on a new way. Over and over and over again, we learn from people such as this that this Jesus can fix a life. Dear friends, if our Jesus has this kind of power and authority, then I appeal to you, why not call on him in faith? No matter what you may be feeling caught up in, you can call to him. He loves you. He gave his life for you at a cross. He rose again to walk beside you. And that risen, powerful Christ is here for you. And he can fix a life, even yours. Amen.
A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe does seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate. On earth is not his equal. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. Were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. You ask who that may be? Christ Jesus, it is he. Lord Sabaoth, his name, from age to age the same. And he must win the battle. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us. The Prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fail him. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The Spirit and the gifts are ours, through him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also, the body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever. His kingdom is forever. His kingdom is forever and ever.
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for reminding us once again of what a powerful and mighty Savior we have. As we remember this episode in our Savior's ministry, give us hope and confidence to entrust our lives and all our problems to his authority and care. And Lord, also give us opportunities to tell that Jesus story of what he has done in our lives so that everyone can know him and trust him. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has inspired you to call upon Jesus in faith, no matter what you are caught up in, knowing that he will heal your spirit and your life. Christian Crusaders publishes a quarterly newsletter called The Crusader. The publication contains a special article written by our speakers and our executive director, and it contains other interesting information concerning this ministry. If you would like to receive this mailing, please call our office at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. You may also write to us at Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Please address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. We're happy you chose to worship with us today and pray that you'll join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and Associate Speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 77th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.